What's up, everybody? I'm Outlaw Alpha, AJ Laster, and you are listening to the Real Talk Podcast. This episode, just like the others, is sponsored by Anchor, the easiest way to create a podcast. Guys, I am sorry for the long, long wait. I know you guys have been waiting to hear me hear my voice again, but I have been on a spiritual quest, pretty much trying to figure myself out. But I've also started going back to Ashley Furniture to work, so that way I can make some money, so I can get a certain few people off my ass. Now, when I say I was gone doing a spiritual quest, what I meant was I was actually trying to get away from anything social media wise. I started listening to this podcast called The Norse Mentality, and it's actually helped me through a lot. I first started listening to it when I started back working at Ashley's, and it made a good point. Then that's the point I'm going to be making in this episode tonight, in this very special episode. I was supposed to record this episode this past Saturday, but I wasn't able to, as I was dealing with some with a family gathering. Not family as in Viking family, as in, I mean, family, my personal family. That being said, let's get started. What this episode is about tonight is pretty much giving the world a daily dose of reality. And what I mean is, we are all deeply programmed to do the same things over and over and over again. And that's not good for us. Because once we fall back into the same patterns, once we fall back into the same ruts, it does get boring after a while. And believe it or not, I felt like that was happening to me. And like I said, I started listening to the Norse Mentality, which is a podcast that was made by the guy behind the Norse Fitness, which, by the way, you guys should go listen to it too if you need a little motivation. It's not specific to Norse pagans. It's actually meant for anybody who needs a little motivation. Now, one of the things that this guy said is that we should, that I actually took from, is that we should put our phones down. We should get away from technology for a while, because we rely on technology for pretty much everything. Thing is, when I was growing up, I didn't have much technology. I pretty much had a CD player. I had my CDs. I pretty much listened to music. I had my Xbox, and I listened to music off of it. And that was pretty much all I had. I had my music, and that's pretty much all I needed. But as soon as I started getting older, as soon as I moved in with my father, I ended up getting my very first cell phone. It was a flip phone. It was one of the first ever track phones that came out. You know, the track phones from Walmart before Straight Talk came along. And that was the start of my downward spiral when it came to technology. I started keeping my eyes on my phone and my eyes and my ears on everything else instead of everything that was going on around me. And I'll be honest with you, I see now that being on a phone is not healthy. Being around social media is not healthy. Because pretty much when you're on social media, you see the same shit every single day. And like the guy said in the podcast, the world doesn't revolve. The world doesn't stop because you don't have your phone. Technically, the world still moves. It still goes on, no matter what. So, what's the point of us being on our phones, seeing an augmented reality, when reality itself is all around us? Thing is, the world right now is falling apart. And I see it every single day. I actually talked to one of my coworkers one of the nights I was at work last week. And I actually brought up the first episode of my podcast. First episode of this show. Back in the first season. And I brought up the person taking a bite out of the bat sandwich, and that's how we ended up with coronavirus. But as most people would know, that was a joke. I didn't really mean it. I really didn't know what happened. I did look it up, and it was actually a virus that originated from China. And that's what caused the pandemic. See, the pandemic to most people didn't do anything. They didn't ruin their lives. It mostly turned them into hermits, where they didn't want to leave their house unless they were wearing a mask. Guys like me, we see the same old shit. Oh, the president's not doing his job. Or, oh, he's ruined this person or that person is ruining the country. Well, here's another little bit of reality for you. The whole country has gone to hell. And it's not one man's fault. It's the whole damn government's fault for letting it happen. Just like when people were upset when Joe Biden got elected as president. People kept saying, oh, Donald Trump will be back in office in 2024. Well, that may be true. But until then, all the Trump supporters out there, especially the ones that listen to this show, need to understand. Give this 75-year-old man a fucking chance to do pretty much do what Donald Trump is supposed to do. Yes, Donald Trump is the one behind the stimulus package. Donald Trump is they're pretty much saying Donald Trump is the hero that America needs. But in reality, and this is an unpopular opinion, I do believe he may or may not have bought his way into the White House by adhering to the southern states and pretty much saying what everyone wants to hear. I used to be the same way. I used to tell people the what they wanted to hear until I got hit with that daily dose of reality and realized that not everything is made of gold. There's a saying, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And that goes with anybody, any person that runs for president. Any person who runs for Senate. Any person who runs for governor or mayor or Supreme Court justice. Heavy is the crown. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Meaning, these people have a lot of responsibility. Sure, some of them have gone back on their words. Some of them are actually following through. But it depends on who actually follows through with what they say. And that's the daily dose of reality on that. And of course, last year started the whole Black Lives Matter movement. Because George Floyd and Breonna Taylor were killed unjustly. And I made it clear in one of the episodes in season one. That these people are rioting for no damn reason, destroying their hometown, until someone gets justice. Who is the justice for? You want justice for someone who was accidentally killed? Then I suggest, if you want justice for someone, if you yourself, and this is your daily dose of reality, if you want justice for someone, either do it yourself or get somebody else to fucking do it. Either do it yourself or stand the fuck out of the way of the person who's trying to fucking solve the murders. Yes, Breonna Taylor did not deserve to die the way she did. George fucking Floyd didn't deserve the way he died. The guy who fucking killed him, one of the guys, has already been convicted and sentenced to life in prison without fucking parole, and that's where he deserves to fucking stay. And the other ones, they are going to get what's theirs. The families of these men, this man, this woman, and many others who were fucking killed. Their families will receive justice. Whether it's the person who killed their loved ones gets killed themselves by the officer because they refused to go, or the justice system, which obviously is failing us, will condemn them for what they've done. Either pretty much you want justice done, and I'm not saying go out and take care of the shit yourself. I would say Get a fucking detective's license. Become a fucking cop. Go to the fucking police academy and become a fucking cop. And then maybe, just maybe, you can try to solve a fucking murder. Because sometimes it takes fucking years. Years. To get the shit done. And to be, I'll be honest with you. And another hit of reality is this. The world does not revolve around what you want, because nobody, and I am serious about this, nobody is fucking listening. They claim they're listening, but they're not. Because if they were, everybody would have their fucking jobs back. These, and of course, they're already cutting the fucking, you know, the unemployment off. So people who are actually on unemployment right now are going to get hit with that dose of reality, with the payments stop coming, and they're actually going to have to go out and get a fucking job. Oh, another dose of reality. Enough with the hate. Black lives matter, white lives matter, blue lives matter. Yes, fucking cops do matter, because they're putting their lives on the fucking line to protect and serve everyone in the U.S. But that doesn't mean anything's gonna fucking change. You can keep your Black Lives Matter movement going. And maybe, just maybe, you can make a fucking change. But until that change happens, nothing changes. I'm not a supporter of any fucking movement. I'm a supporter of me and my family. So if you ask me, what do I support? Do I support Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Redneck Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter? I'll tell you this. I don't support any of them. Because what's the point of, what's the point of supporting something when everything comes back to bite you in the ass? You support the Black Lives Matter, you're a fucking terrorist. You support White Lives Matter, you're a fucking racist. And that's the reality of that. Now me, I'm a Norse pagan. I'm a Norse pagan, and I don't, I don't like to pick. I don't like to choose. It's hard for me during the fucking pandemic to realize where, what my path was. It led me to being a Norse pagan. It led me to believe that there are numerous fucking gods, and I know they're real, because the Allfather, Odin, sends his ravens to watch me, watch over me, and watch over my family. The ravens have been watching my family since the day CPS took my kids. And that's another thing I want to, that I know is touchy, and I touched on this in the last episode. Religion. And I know not a lot of people are going to like what my opinion is on this. Yeah, no one's gonna like this. And I hate to say it. The religion is pretty much not, it's not not my strong suit, sorry. I don't like talking about religion, but if I have to, I will, and that's exactly what I'm gonna fucking do. Christianity, pretty much shares some of their stories with Norse paganism. And hell, most Norse pagans believe that the Christians stole our holidays. Halloween is actually Samhain. Christmas is known as Yule. Easter is Estore. Ostore. I do believe it's pronounced. If I mispronounce that, I'm sorry. Thing is, and this is gonna be unpopular, I chose my religion because I'm old enough. I am 31 years old. I'm old enough to make my own decisions. I'm old enough to choose my religion. And I'm gonna get into this just a little bit more because this is gonna be an extended episode. I don't care. So listen. I believe that anybody should choose their own fucking religion. You want to be a Christian? Be a Christian. You want to be like me? Be a Norse pagan? Be a Viking? Go right ahead. I don't judge. I don't judge people on their religion. I never have and I never will. Be who you want to be. If you want to be a Norse pagan, be a Norse pagan. If you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. If you're already Jewish, embrace it. Embrace your faith. Embrace who you are. But the one thing I can't stand is the fact that religion is trying to get involved in most things, and I can't fucking stand it. So the daily dose of reality for the religious stuff is this. You guys, whether you're Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, it's all the same damn thing. It's all the same religion. Christian and Judaism are the same thing. It's just different retellings. And into any radical Christians out there, and I know you guys listen to this show. If you do, if you don't, then maybe you should. Here's a daily dose of reality for you. We don't need you to be pushing your religions on anybody. Because it's just going to make us embrace our faith much, much more. But of course, I want to get back on the subject of the hate, the bullying. I've already touched on this back in season one. that I can't stand a fucking bully. Never have, never will. I was bullied as a kid, and nowadays I can't stand it when someone else gets bullied, whether it's in real life or on social media, which is why I took advice from the Norse mentality and did a complete social media blackout on myself. No TikTok, no Facebook, no Instagram, nothing. I just enjoyed spending time with my family. But back before then, every time I got on Facebook, someone is bullying someone about them being fat, being too fucking skinny, being transgender, being a different sex, being a different sex orientation. I get on TikTok and I see the same damn shit. Which also brings me back to the religion thing. The religious nuts, what we call on their trolls, get on there. They either get on our videos that we upload to TikTok, or if you actually reach over to 1,000, which I am over 2,000 now, they get on your lives and spam your lives with Jesus loves you, God loves you, you're going straight to hell if you don't believe what we believe. And then, of course, then there's the fucking pedophiles that are being protected on there. You fuckers need to go away before something bad happens to you. And I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm not going to say anybody else is going to do it. But I promise you, you're going to make the wrong fucking decision. You're going to fuck with the wrong one, and you're going to get your ass whooped. And I'm not condoning violence. I don't like condoning violence. Never have, never will. And of course, one of the last times I was on TikTok, I actually saw this dude saying that there's guys out there who are considering the first day of summer, which is June 20th, by the way, the summertime blues. Which, by the way, the summertime blues in these sick fuckers' minds is they're going to go out in fucking public and punch women and children in the eyes, giving them black eyes. I wish an asshole tried to do that to my wife or my kids, because I will hunt, and this is hypothetical, so don't quote me on this. You lay your hands on my fucking kids, and this is me as a parent. You lay out your hands on my fucking kids or on my fucking wife, and I promise to the gods, my gods, that I will bring the wrath of Odin on you. Or better, I will bring the wrath of Tyr on you, down on you. If you ever think about laying your hands on my wife, my kids, or any other person's wife and kids, I dare someone to do that. And that's your that's your dose of reality. And to the pedophiles, go find a different social media app. Or have some developer create you a fucking app where you sick fuckers can talk to each other. And to be honest with you, and this will be the daily dose of reality for everyone, don't believe everything you hear on the news, on Facebook, on Instagram, because all this shit is meant to fuck with you. You see people posting pictures of Donald Trump saying coming soon. If you're a Joe Biden supporter, that's going to rile you up. Or and vice versa, you see a Joe Biden photo saying he's your president, get used to it. If you're a Trump supporter, that's gonna rile you up. Or the fact that you constantly see news, Facebook, news pages saying stuff like, "Oh, you could win this, you could win that. Go to our website." And then you have, instead you don't win anything, you actually have to put in your fucking debit card and spend your actual fucking money to buy shit you don't fucking need. Which is why I suggested myself to do a complete social media wipeout, stay off social media the entire fucking weekend. Yeah, I stayed off my phone Friday, Saturday, and Sunday today. And I'm actually a lot happier because technically I don't need my phone. I have to have my phone, well, one for this, and so that way I can be able to keep in contact with my wife and my kids and keep in touch with my family. And keep in touch with the two CPS women who are constantly on my ass. And also my CPS caseworker. To be honest with you, I don't need Facebook because I'm barely on it. I don't need Instagram because I'm barely on it. I keep the, like, I know people say, "Oh, I keep the Facebook page so I can keep in touch with family." When in reality, most people get it so that way they can, you know, just scroll through the news feed and see what other people are talking about. That's what I used to do. Not anymore. I'm thinking with a new mentality nowadays. Which in this case means I don't need social media to warp my brain. I don't need that kind of reality. I'm looking towards my own form of reality. A reality outside of technology. Most people need their phones to unwind. Most people need video games to unwind. Most people like to watch TV when they come home. Most people like being on their phones when they come home, instead of wanting to spend more time with their families. Or spending time up in their fucking rooms for 24 to 48 hours doing nothing but playing video games, not even coming downstairs to take a fucking bath. Or to help their family with stuff like doing the dishes or folding clothes. Having to be forced to come down to take a fucking bath. Not wanting to go back to work. When in reality, you could actually be spending time with your loved ones. You could be spending time with your wife, with your kids, with your father, with your, if they're still alive, with your grandparents. Instead of scrolling through Facebook and getting all riled up because something is going wrong with the world. And the reality, and this dose of reality right here, it's pretty simple. Yes, the world is going to hell, but there is no way we can fucking change it. Unless we get off our fucking phones and go outside and enjoy the day. Which is what I did today. I spent time with my family. Not just my wife and my kids. I spent time with my father. I also spent time with my aunts and my uncles and my cousins. I actually got to see my aunt, the wife of my late Uncle Billy, my Aunt Marcy, today. I hadn't seen her in years. And I've actually got to see my cousin Nikki, my cousin Lonnie's sister, for the first time in years. I got to see my cousin Heather. I got to see my cousin Angela. I got to see my cousin Allie and Noah, who I haven't talked to in years, who I barely get to see because they live far off. Which my cousin Allie's in college. She actually goes to Ole Miss. Which, by the way, Allie, if you're listening to this, keep up the good work, girl. Your cousin supports your decisions and supports your career choice. Which, by the way, if anybody's listening to this, the girl I just mentioned, Allie, who is my cousin, she's a graphic designer. And she's actually going to be creating a new logo for the show. So that way I don't have to keep using the esports logo maker to sponsor the show. Which, if you need anything done in the graphic design, you find her. I can't remember her last name. My wife does because she added her on Facebook earlier today. If anybody at Ole Miss who listens to this episode, find her. She's a good girl. Be friends with her. Be nice to her. Also, be nice to her little brother Noah, who can sometimes be a big pain in the butt. But back to the subject at hand. I got to spend time with my family all day without a phone. My phone's service was cut off earlier today. Well, actually, late last night. Well, late Saturday night. And you know what? I didn't need it. Sure, my wife let me use her mobile hotspot on her phone after she got her minutes. But that was about it. After I fell asleep, she turned it off, and I was fine with that. Sure, I'll admit I was upset that I couldn't use my phone. But on the other hand, I was actually happy. Pretty much the world doesn't revolve around your phone. The world doesn't revolve around everything you hear. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe everything you see on TV. If you're watching the news, they're saying they'll say that thousands have been killed in a deadly explosion, and you'll get upset because you will say things like, "Oh, if I was there, I would have saved them." But you weren't there. There would have been nobody to save them. Or if it gets political, like say a governor has committed an act unbefit of a governor, or if the president has done something that he shouldn't be doing, that'll piss you off and say, "Oh, I knew it. I fucking knew it. He is not fit to be president, or he's not fit to be governor, he's not fit to be senator, or she's not fit to be president, she's not fit to be governor, she's not fit to be senator, she's not even fit to be mayor." They do this shit to rile you up. Like I say, don't believe everything you hear. Don't let racist propaganda or religious propaganda keep you from living your life. You are you. You don't let them control you anymore, which is pretty much what I'm saying. Don't Let social media control you like it used to control me. And honestly, if I could reach one person with this, I would say this. Good for you. If I could convince one person to put their phone down, pretty much put their game controllers down. Turn off their laptops, or if they got a desktop, turn off your desktop. And go outside and enjoy the day. Go on a hike to clear your mind. If you see a person on their phone on the hike, just tell them these exact words. Don't believe everything you hear on social media. Because to be honest with you, social media, with this daily dose of reality, I say social media is nothing but a bunch of crap. Because to be honest with you, nobody wants to hear about anyone's dirty laundry. Or share this if you want to be saved by God. Ignore this if you want to be taken over by Satan himself. In my honest opinion, I would actually stick my foot up Satan's ass and take his fucking throne. But in all seriousness, you don't have to like everything. Look, if you're seeking help from someone on social media, make sure it's somebody who actually cares about you instead of someone who just types it out. That says, I'm here for you if you need it. And just straight up ignore you when you try to talk to them. Or if somebody likes people from my past, if I post something serious, post a fucking laughing emoji. Like, ha ha. Oh, this is same old AJ. Or same old so and so. I'd say ignore it. Sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, I have been fighting a sore throat, but anyway. Just because somebody writes, I'm there for you, does not mean they're going to be there for you unless you are very, very close to them. Because not everybody on Facebook is who they seem they are. Most people could be on most people on Facebook or Instagram can say they support your cause when in reality, they're just doing it to seem more human. But if you meet them in person, they're the complete opposite of what they are on social media. In other words, you're being catfished by social reality. If you see the world through the reality I see it, you'll know that not everybody cares about you on Facebook. Because I made a post saying that I'm growing up, I'm gonna be different. Like, I think I made a post on it a couple days ago. That said, and I quote, and yes, I am about to get off here. I believe I'm in need of a complete reboot of myself, and I'm not letting everyday life fuck me up anymore. All I see is the same old toxic BS, and it's not good for my mental health. As a Norse pagan, I try to separate myself from social media, but my phone, TV, video games prevent me from reaching my full potential. Eating constant junk food and not eating healthy is fucking me up more. I'm needing a complete reboot of me and make myself better. Now I know what you're thinking. He said this shit before and doesn't follow through, or, oh, he's just wanting attention because the focus ain't on him anymore. Well, that's not the truth anymore. I'm gonna better myself. Get myself in shape. Set realistic goals for myself and quit bitching. Making me victimize myself. Pretty much what I'm saying is, I'm tired of people playing the victim with this little dose of reality. And like a previous one I said, I'm going to give what the world needs now is a daily dose of reality, and I'm the one who's going to inject that dose into them. Pretty much the whole moral of this is, you're not the fucking victim anymore. Nobody is the victim. Stop making yourself the victim. Get out there and make something of yourself. Christians are not the victims. Politicians are not the fucking victims. Celebrities are not the fucking victims unless they're being victimized themselves. We're not victims. No one's a victim. So stop fucking victimizing yourself and do the right thing. Like I said, I got a new mentality, a Norse mentality. Like I said. Thing is, I'm going through a big change and I want everybody to know that you guys are going to be a part of this change too. You can change yourself. Or you can stay the same. If you stay the same, that's on you. But I'm not going to I'm not going to force my beliefs on you. I never have and I never will. Now, with that being said, I'm going to end this episode right here. So that way I could let this episode itself sink in. Everybody needs a dose of reality. And to be honest with you, I think the injection of reality that I just gave, I hope it sinks in. With that being said, I want to thank anybody who's listening. Follow me on Twitter. Heck, you can follow me. You can actually follow me on Instagram if you want to. I'm not going to force you to after tonight's episode. If you want to find me on Facebook, you can. Send me a message or anything like that. Just because I'm not on Facebook does not mean I won't answer your messages. It just means I don't scroll through Facebook, but I will answer any messages that you have. With that being said, this has been the Real Talk Podcast. I am the Outlaw Alpha, AJ Laster. Good night. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Enjoy your day. And enjoy y'all's week. And happy early Memorial Day to everyone. Good night.